now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
New CBS Monday.
NCIS!
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Finally, not Linda got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday, starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
This is what the New York Jets need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Lee J. Duzable from With the First Pick here to give you the ultimate mock draft for the team that picks first overall. All right, Eric, let's jump into the Pro Football Network mock draft simulator. And here at 10, the Saints traded up to 9 to get the offensive lineman, Olafashinu. Lee J., and you were doing this, I should note, from the Jets facility. So if you don't get this one right, they ain't going to let you back in. And number 10, let me set the stage here. So the Jets were actually incredibly active in free agency trying to fix the offensive line. They have a history of trying to fix the offensive line with varying levels of success. Mekhi Becton suffered injuries. Elijah Vera Tucker was a great pick, but he suffered injuries. So they brought in Morgan Moses, John Simpson, and Tyron Smith. Tyron Smith and I think Morgan might be on one-year deals. Morgan's 33.
They are. Yeah.
So their short-term solutions, do you want to go wide receiver? Do you want to go offensive line? What are you thinking here at 10? Quarterback? Is J.J. McCarthy somehow sitting there?
Man, if the board falls like this, the Jets are probably kicking themselves because this is probably the absolute worst scenario for the New York Jets, right? All top three receivers are gone. The two top tackles are gone. You do have Talese Fuwagadere there, who has some position flexibility to slide and slide. But to your point, right, they got their two starting tackles, one via trade, one via free agency, and Tyron Smith. They got two good backups or decent backups when you talk about two fourth-round picks and Carter Warren and also Max Mitchell that it took a few years ago.
And so Warren, you're in the 10th spot last year.
Yeah, exactly. So when you look at this spot at 10, Ryan, and you look at what's actually available, I know we're not going to do this, but this would be the perfect scenario for the Jets to trade back, right, and gain some draft capital. Because if the Saints were to trade up to get Fashanu right here at number 9, which actually is a reality because they need a tackle like in the worst way with Ryan Ramczyk potentially not playing this year because of injury, and then Trevor Penning really struggling, I could see the Saints actually doing this and moving up to make sure they get one of the top two tackles in this draft class. But if the board fell like this and we can't trade, I think the pick
quickly before you give the pick. 11, 12, and 13, Minnesota, Denver, and Las Vegas will all give you opportunities to trade down with J.J.
They will, for sure.
But we're not doing trade downs, but those will be opportunities to keep an eye on, even if a team like the Saints leapfrog the Jets, get an offensive tackle. The Vikings would be over the moon if they could just swap one pick instead of having to go up to 4 or 5. But this could be a good situation for the Jets, to your larger point. But if we're staying put here for our conversations here, what are you going to have to do?
Yeah, so people would say turn the card in for Brock Bowers. To me, I love the Jets tight ends. Caveat, I love the Jets tight end room, right? I think positional value, that's way too much for a tight end at the number 10 spot. To me, the most logical pick here would be Talese Fuwaga from Oregon State. Joe Douglas has an affinity for this guy. He has the versatility to play inside, outside. Now, the only question mark is this essentially going to be a redshirt year for him? Because not only did they answer the question in free agency via the tackle position, they did so at guard as well by bringing in John Simpson as well. And then they got Elijah Vera Tucker solidified as the other starting guard. So this is a situation where this will be more of a developmental pick for them, because even though he's a player that can help out right now, if everybody stays healthy, he's probably not going to crack the starting lineup. So, but you have to look at the injury history too. Morgan Moses, I believe, is 33, coming off a torn pec. You got to look at Tyron Smith. He hasn't been able to, you know, play a complete season, I want to say, in 5 seasons. So you have to look at that and say Talese Fuwaga is probably going to spot start at least 5, maybe 6 games. I think the pick would be Talese Fuwaga if the board stay like this and the Jets don't trade back.
And you mentioned Joe Douglas, his affinity for Talese Fulaga. When we were at the Senior Bowl, we did the podcast after day one of practice, and there was already mumblings that Joe Douglas was big on Fulaga, and nothing's changed my mind about how good he is as a player. And this is not too high for me in my mind for Fulaga to come off the board. It's kind of funny. It feels like last year, and you tell me what you think, but remember the Steelers leapfrogged the Jets and got Broderick Jones. I don't want to say the Jets set up for Will McDonald IV, but they didn't necessarily need an edge rusher. They would have probably loved to have Broderick Jones there. So this feels similar to that in that some of the favorites are off the board. They're not selling for Fulaga. He's a good player, but you wonder if they'd rather have Fashanu or Alt.
Yeah, for sure. All right, as we look at this next pick, Rye, and funny thing is Braden Fix probably most likely will not be there.
He'll be long, long gone.
Yeah, I would maybe even take him, but looking at how the board fell, go to defense real quick for me, Harry. Okay, so this is where it gets interesting for your boy, because I love Cole Bishop. I've already mocked him going to the Jets in a couple different mock drafts in the third round. And, you know, Jet Nation will probably be mad about that. But if you look at this Jets defense, which this team is led by its defense, let's not get it twisted. Right. It's a championship-type defense. Who's the third safety right now on the roster? Like, when you look at this team, Ashton Davis is a free agent. Whitehead left in free agency going back to Tampa. Chuck Clark is coming off a major knee injury, right? And you pair him with Tony Adams. Cole Bishop makes too much sense. But go back to offense, Harry, and let me tell you why this is hard for me. Keep going up. Right there, number 74 overall, which I don't even know if he makes it there. But if he does and the draft falls this, throw this card up there for Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, you know what? 72. This wide receiver class is deep, but it's a different kind of deep once you start getting into day three, whereas the safety class, you can find some guys who can help you out either closer to the line of scrimmage or in deep center field. Correct. But Cole Bishop is a guy that our buddy Rick Spielman's high on. You're high on. Our other buddy Pete Prisco likes Sione Vaki a little better in terms of just being a football player. But Ricky Pearsall, look, what did Garrett Wilson say at the end of last year? Something's got to change.
Something's got to change. So if the board falls like that, you don't get one of the top three receivers. Ricky Pearsall falls to you. I know there's a major need at safety, but I think you got to take Ricky Pearsall there and give Garrett Wilson another playmaker.
And now pick 111 right here, Dadrian Taylor Demerson, as Harry is noting, out of Texas Tech. I like his game a lot.
I don't think he'll be there in the fourth, but if he is,
I think it'll be close. I think he could go late day two. I think it'll be close. Hit the safety button, Harry, just to see what we got kicking here. Mustafa Adewake, I'm not as high on. Tyke Smith, Rick Spielman was talking about him.
Slot dime linebacker. I don't know if he's a traditional safety.
And he may slip into day two as well. Rick was talking about
your
him.
Your guy's there, though. Your guy's there, Rye.
Oladipo, I'd have already said. He plays the edge. Safety.
Yeah.
But I'll let you hit the all button, Harry. Let's see where Lige is at pick 111 here.
So go back to safety because I think that's what I'm addressing. There's actually some good value there in the fourth round.
Okay.
And a need for the Jets. When you look at it, and Ryan, you actually explained it beautiful, right? When you look at this draft, especially in the third, probably in fourth round, there's guys that are going to be more in-box safeties. There's going to be guys that are going to be half-field safeties. There's going to be guys that maybe could do both. I think Dadrian could do both. I think he could be a middle-field safety, and he could be an in-the-box guy. Malik Mustafa, Aladipo are clearly in-box safeties. Like, you don't want to put them in the middle field or half-field safeties. Tyke Smith, to me, is more of a slot corner that can actually play dime linebacker as well. I don't know if I want him deep in the middle of the post either. I'm going to actually, because Dejron has the flexibility to play both, I'm going to go with him. Even though Tony Adams is more your half-field safety, I think Dejron could play in the box, and you'll be fine with that.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. All right, next up, pick 134. And let's see here. Harry, if you hit the my picks on the left side, let's see what the Jets have done so far just so I can keep up with it. Tully, Ricky Pearsall, and then Taylor Demerson. Okay, so two offense, one defense. As you mentioned, the defense is leading the way. Jalen Wright is still there. You don't need Jalen Wright, but I had to mention that just because sweet mercy.
Well, I mean, I like what they have in Breece Hall, and then also they took, you know, Izzy Abanaconda last year.
He was a burner as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, you talk about guys that can really fly. I think Jalen Wright's a better receiving back than, Abanaconda. But I'm actually going to go a different direction. Go ahead and hit offense for me, Harry. Now hit quarterback.
Oh, man, you're going to make somebody mad in that building.
Oh, but he's not even there. Who I was thinking for? Potentially Michael Pratt could be there, but it looks like he's already been drafted, which from what I've been hearing, late third could be a real possibility for him.
Yeah.
So now that he is actually gone, go back to all.
My guy Spencer Rattler's gone too. You should have taken him.
Yeah. Go defense.
We're going to the other side of the ball. We're just going to bolster the team, the side of the ball that's already bolstered.
And D tackle.
Okay.
So you got Jordan Jefferson and that's the guy I mocked to him, Ibeoki, because when you talk about position flexibility, a guy that can play inside and outside. John Franklin Myers is essentially on his last year on the deal with the New York Jets. I think he makes a lot of sense. And when you look at the defensive tackle group more specifically, Ryan, besides Quinton Williams, everybody's on a one-year deal. Eventually, you have to build and have somebody grow with Quinton Williams. So go ahead and give me Justin. You say EB? How do you say it, Ryan?
I think it's Ibeoki. I'll double check.
I thought it was Eboybe.
You could be Eboybe. Sounds better. Sounds like it.
Yeah, I think it's Eboybe.
Thank you. By the way, I wanted to mention the pick is in, so we can't do anything about it. But my guy Christian Boyd, did you think about him at all? Out of Northern Iowa.
So that makes a lot of sense too. Was he? But he wasn't. There he is. He's out. They got him ranked a little bit lower than we did.
That's
I think
right,
he's going to be a fourth round pick. I think he's going to be a fourth round pick.
All right. So now pick we got. Yeah, I think it is Eboygby. My bad to Justin. So you got Eboygby as the latest pick, two defense, two offense. And now we're not necessarily best player available, but there's someone that pops at the top there that gets your attention. You're certainly going to think about it.
Yeah, so I want you to go on the offensive side, Harry. Go to offensive tackle.
Ooh.
See, okay. I don't think either one of those guys will be here still. But if Caden Wallace is there, I'm running that card in.
Caden Wallace is a tackle.
Christian Jones, I'm not as on as a lot of people are, but a lot of people I've heard even second, third round.
I love Caden Wallace, and I love Christian Jones out of Texas. Penn State and Texas, two offensive tackles, two guys. I think Caden was at the Shrine Bowl, and Christian was at the Senior Bowl. And
well, I think Christian started at the Shrine and then went to
Senior, if
I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yeah. So, right. So, there you go. Now, we have Fuaga. But, again, if you want to kick Fuaga inside, and the other thing is this, and you talked about all the guys they signed along the offensive line, Lige. Just look back at the last 3 or 4 years for the Jets. How many times has that offensive line been healthy throughout the season? So, you can't have too many dudes, I don't feel like.
Correct. I would say go back to running back real quick, Harry, too.
Oh, you've played with fire now.
Oh, so I love Caden Wallace. We did take Talese Fuaga already. I'm going to take Tyrone Tracy because he is a wide back, right? He's the X receiver that turned into a running back. He also gives you some special teams help as a returner as well. And we talked about it. Israel Bannaconda is the backup, but Tyrone Tracy has a different skill set. So I think it makes a lot of sense.
No, and you're at the part of the draft where that's exactly where you want to do those things.
Yeah.
All right.
So now we got the last two picks, huh?
256 and 257. Oh, so you do have Mr. Irrelevant. You got to find Brock Purdy.
Yeah. All right. I do. Exactly. Matter of fact, I was going to say go to quarterback. Go to
Sam Hartman is not Brock Purdy.
Go to offense one more time. Dylan Johnson is still there. Mm.
I like him too. I think he got dinged for being injured in that last game of the season. That wasn't
for sure. All right. Now go to receiver. I know we took Pearsall. Let's see. Griffin's a pretty good. Oh, Gold is still there.
Bud Means is a bigger outside receiver. Gold is a slot guy with good hands, and he has track speed.
He's a burner. Yeah. I think I'm gonna go Anthony Gold. Track like speed.
Yep. That's here's my comp. My Jets comp, Wayne Corbett.
Wow.
Old school.
Yeah, that's old school.
Wayne's a little
and
tougher.
Now let's go to quarterback to see if we can find Brock Purdy.
Find Brock Purdy here. Devin Leary flew under the radar. I thought he was going to be better.
Yeah, Harry's already clicking the dude that I want to click on.
He's going to take the fastest guy in the combine.
We'll be Mr. Irrelevant. I mean, Ryan, we were talking about this before. Like, we saw the inconsistencies, and he couldn't stay healthy at BYU or anywhere he's been. But at the combine, we were like, yo, he's throwing the leather off the football at the combine.
Yeah. And he ran 4.56.
Yes, which a lot of people were surprised about. So I would not be surprised if Keaton Slovis gets picked in the sixth or seventh round as a developmental quarterback. So I'm going to take Keaton Slovis as our, Mr. Irrelevant, and hopefully he can have a career like Brock Purdy.
So last year at BYU, can you name all of his stops before we get out of here?
Yes, I can name all the stops. He was at SC, West Virginia, BYU.
I thought he went
to West Virginia too, didn't he? Or was it Pitt?
I think he went to Pitt.
It was Pitt.
Was
he
in West Virginia? Because he might have been. It was a bunch of stops. But his last stop is going to be Mr. Irrelevant with the New York Jets. I actually like that pick more than Devin Leary. I think he showed a little more, especially last season. Devin Leary will probably get drafted too, but you can't go wrong there. So Tully Fuaga in the first round at pick 10. Some Jets fans might think that's too rich, but that's how the board fell. I like it. Ricky Pearsall, if he's there, you feel excited about it. Then you get the safety help with Taylor Demerson. Then you come back with Iboigbe, Big J, and then Tyrone Tracy, the running back, adds depth there, and Anthony Gold out of the slot, Oregon State. Burner, undersized, but he has some special team skills too. And then Mr. Irrelevant, 2024, Keaton Slovis. All right.
Yeah, it's not a bad draft.
Not a bad draft at all. Give yourself a grade for that draft.
I would say an A for the way the board fell, right? Just because Fuaga, again, we would have probably fielded calls there. But because in this scenario, we're not trading back, I think you go with a guy that's versatile in offense. You talked about the injury history with the offensive line. That way you sure up, you have somebody at any position when somebody goes down at guard or tackle, you know you have a guy that can come in and start right away.
I would have given you an A+, but you passed him a guy, Christian Jones. But that's okay.
I would have went Caden Wallace anyway over here.
Caden Wallace, there we go. All right, that's a wrap on the Perfect Jets Draft. Make sure to subscribe to NFL and CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're doing all 32 teams.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.